"Aiden and Donovan are in the Great Hall," Colin said quickly. He pushed Bree and Niklas behind him, then drew his sword. "Go! We'll meet you there!" Colin and Kane clashed swords with the two Kildares who still stood, and Niklas and Bree ran for the wall. Slipping inside, he took her hand, and together they ran the length of it, passing the crack where Aaron and Bree had first spied on their husbands. Further down, the wall turned sharply left and narrowed. Slowing to accommodate the darkness, Niklas gripped his sword and motioned for silence. Brianna followed him as they made their way closer to the castle proper. The wall began to widen slightly again, and they came to a halt at the end of the passageway, where they reached a stone wall.
"Dead end," Bree whispered, her heart sinking.
Niklas shook his head slightly, then gave a careful push. The wall opened a fraction. Bree watched in amazement as Niklas inched it open silently until he had enough space to see through the crack. He gave a mighty shove and pulled Brianna into an empty chamber.
"I need to get you to safety,"
Niklas said in a low voice.
"Burke is after me," she replied.
"This is my battle, too.
Must you always argue with me?"
"Riley asks me the same thing all the time," she replied pertly. "I know the plan, Niklas. Trust me."
"I do, but I don't want you dead."
"That's good," she said, "because I don't want me dead either. Let's go finish this so we can finally get to living, okay?"
Niklas kissed her hand, then tucked her behind him as he peeked out the chamber door.
"All clear. Where to, my lady?"